with exclusive devotion, meditating on my transcendental form. To them, I carry what they lack, and I preserve what they have. Purport. One who is unable to live for a moment without Krishna consciousness cannot but think of Krishna 24 hours a day, being engaged in devotional service by hearing, chanting, remembering, offering prayers, worshipping, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, rendering other services, cultivating friendship, and surrendering fully to the Lord. Such activities are all auspicious and full of spiritual potencies which make the devotee perfect in self-realization. So that his only desire is to achieve the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such a devotee undoubtedly approaches the Lord without difficulty. This is called yoga. By the mercy of the Lord, such a devotee never comes back to this material condition of life. Chema refers to the merciful protection of the Lord. The Lord helps the devotee to achieve Krishna consciousness by yoga, and when he becomes fully Krishna conscious, the Lord protects him from falling down to a miserable conditioned life. Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Prajane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Vatskaryale Shatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Krishna has explained that someone who is an Ananya Bhakta need not fear. At the time of death, Krishna will make all the arrangement that he comes back to him in the kingdom of God. The word Ananya, Ananya means having no other object. For instance, you would be Ananya if nothing else is of interest for you than your family. Or there you would be Ananya if nothing else is of interest for you than money. Or sometimes there are musicians, our Moksha Rupi will know different examples in the material world, who just want to become famous. There's just nothing else is of interest for them. So here Krishna speaks of the Ananya Bhakta. Nothing, for such a person, nothing else is of interest than Krishna. So such a devotee is maintained by Krishna himself. Arjuna has a little doubt in the Bhagavad Gita. Which devotee would like to be maintained by you, Krishna? We want to serve Krishna, we don't want to serve. Krishna serves us. But Krishna says, no. Yavaran!
This is creation.
I'm sorry, we're in a different country, yeah, I realize. I have great pleasure in maintaining such a devotee. Srila Prabhupada has given the example, like a family man, he likes to take care of the children. The children don't have to say, Father, do we get something to eat today? Not necessary. The father just likes to maintain such a child who is dependent on him. In the same way, Krishna just likes to take care of such a devotee. Now you might ask yourself the question, how do I become an Ananya Bhakta who has no other interest than Krishna? Is this relevant to your life, this question? Do you notice that sometimes you have other interests? The Mataji's sometimes want to have a moosh, that becomes very important. If I don't get a moosh, then it's very difficult for me to maintain, to continue Guru Maharaj. It's impossible. This is Ananya Muchki. Or whatever. Or the man will say, it's very difficult to tolerate the association of so-and-so. If this so-and-so is not removed, I cannot go. Yes. Practical life. How can we be just only interested in Krishna? This is the question. Once there was a great king. His name was Janaka Maharaj. He's in the Bhagavad Gita. It mentioned it's one of the 12 big teachers, Maha Jans. And he was only interested in self-realization. So two brahmanas who lived in his kingdom wanted to know, how did he become only interested in self-realization? Like the fish is only interested in water when he's outside of the water. This is how a self-realized own soul only wants Krishna. This world, nothing in this world is of interest for him. So these two brahmanas were thinking, how did he get this level of realization that he's only interested in Krishna. And they speculated. Then one Brahmana said, let us go to him and ask him ourselves, what is his secret? But the other Brahmana said, no. Never trust a king, a musician, and a monkey. Because their mind is very fickle. Not devotee musician and kami musician. I know many of these, not many, but some of these very famous musicians, and oh, you have no idea, their mind is like a stone, which I could see, you know, with a very strong degree of stone. It goes here and here and here. So never trust a king, a musician, and a monkey. But the other Brahmana said, no, no, our king is a special king. They went to Janaka Maharaj and said, how did you become concentrated only on Ananya, on self-realization? The king was very angry. He said, this question is indiscreet. Indiscreet? Indiscreet. For this question, you have to die tomorrow. You will be hanged. But before, you will be able to spend the most wonderful time in your life. I have a wonderful afternoon, the night, and the early morning hours. These two brahmanas are like, wow. See, I told you, never trust a king or a monkey. So they were brought there, and it was a palace. You have no idea, really. It is not impossible to describe. It was made from pure marble. The beds were as soft as a foam of milk. On the walls there were jewels. The most beautiful servants were there who took care. In the morning, two wonderful young ladies brought golden buckets with water just the right temperature. But the brahmanas could not enjoy. All they saw was the rope. In the morning, the one Brahmana said, we can come use our life like this. They called the servant of the king. One of the servants said, please tell the king, the human form of life is a gift given by God for self-realization. We are not self-realized. We need more time. If he now takes away our body, then he takes away the personal present of God. Very bad. So the servant heard it, and he said, why don't you ask the king yourself? you should ask him to be pardoned. So he immediately says, is it possible for us to see the king? No problem, said the servant, and brought them to Janaka. And Janaka looked at them and smiled and said, what is it that you want to tell me? Oh, said the Brahmanas, please don't kill us. Oh, said the king, and Janaka Maharaj, it's very difficult. I have given the order. But okay, we can make it a different. Judgment. You can walk through my town, Mithila, with a big vase yes, full of oil on your head. It will be totally full of oil. Next to you, there will be one guard with a naked sword. And the moment you drop one drop of oil, he will execute you. Well, that's a problem. Well, it's better than being hanged 100%, maybe we have a chance to go. So they both went through the town. And then one brahmana, you know, was touched by a cow. You know, in India, I think, you know, brother Buddha, sometimes these cows, they are just wild and they hit you. And so this happened to this brahmana. But not only a drop, but a few drops just fell to you. And the guard had seen it. And he just smiled. So they went through the town. Finally they arrived at the king's court. Oh, Sri Janaka. How did you like my city? We didn't see anything, said the brahmanas. We only saw the sword. But how then did you like my palace where you stayed over the night? Wasn't it beautiful? We also didn't see the palace. We only saw the robe.
No other object becomes of interest
Thus the devotee who knows my life here in this world is only short, I'm only passing through here, may beautiful, sorry, but I have the great chance to become Krishna conscious in that time. And he is not prepared to waste time. If you want to know who is an advanced devotee, you can see he is Avyata Kalat one. That means he does not want to waste time. The greatest time waster is when you lose something. For instance, sometimes, have you ever noticed this, those of you who drive cars, when you lose your kluch for the car, you just run around, where's my kluch, my kluch, my kluch. It's just wasted time. You just were not careful enough to put the kluch in the proper place. So in Krishna consciousness, this can also happen by putting your consciousness on the wrong things. Like I said at the beginning of the lecture, very rarely devotees think of Krishna, but they think of the mush, they think of the person they do not like, they think of, I don't know, now springtime. Springtime in Germany means everyone wants to marry as soon as possible. I don't know if this is here also the case. I'm not saying that it is not right to take care of our situation and of our ashrams. What I'm saying is we have to be very careful not to lose our mind to things which are of secondary importance only, which are not of first and foremost importance. Maya will always arrange that our minds are lost to the unimportant, to that which is not of eternal substance. So, but it is so wonderful to become fixed on Krishna, that Krishna promises his protection to such a devotee. Why shouldn't we fix our minds on Krishna? In this ninth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is telling us that one who understands this supreme science of Krishna consciousness, he is personally taken care of by him. Krishna just takes care of his devotees. And to give you a little proof, I want to tell you a story which I personally heard this morning, and I just liked it so much that I made the promise that to my first devotee audience, I will repeat this. This was told by Indradumna Maharaj. It's about a little child called Varshana. They called her Vashi. She was in South Africa. And once Maharaj was visiting South Africa, all of a sudden he heard the little tip-tip of a little girl. The girl came up to him and said, Maharaj, I saw Lord Nrsimhadev. He had a yellow dhoti and red eyes full of anger. And he said, okay, it's late. Your imagination is a little strong. Take rest. Go home. It was after a lecture. He gave this lecture about Lord Nrsimhadev. So next morning, he heard a knocking at his door. No, it wasn't next. next evening, sorry, next evening, knocking at his door. He said, yes, he just wanted to go to bed. And there were a few children, amongst them, this little six-year-old Vashi. And the little children said to him, Vashi wants to tell you something. And the Vashi, and this little girl said, and his mane. Mane? The hair of the... Yes. His mane was full of light, like thousands of suns. Oh, yes, all right. I just wanted to go to bed. Don't disturb the Swamis. So, take your bed. And he was thinking. So next morning, he saw the parents of this girl, Vashi. Is there something special about, you know, he didn't want to say, did your daughter see Lord Nisingadev? Maybe the parents would have thought, oh, he's rude. So he said, is there something special about your daughter? Yes, I said, the parents, she saw Lord Nisingadev. What? But half of him wanted to believe it. That moment his servant came and said to him, Gurudev, it's time for breakfast. And he said, it's a cold thing with your breakfast. And he just I don't need breakfast this morning. It's all right. Let us sit there in the tree. You just tell me all about this. And then this parents, husband was name is Alana. He said. Listen to the story, but it's not a story, it's real. And now I want you to listen to what I'm going to tell, and then I will ask you what you think about it. Because I want to have your expert judgment. Our Abhadutta Prabhu is the translator of our books, so he will give a Shastric judgment. Be in safe hands as long as Abhadutta Prabhu is with us. Do we have a mystical minded devotee here? Baba Nath. You will see. So listen to this. What did he say? So Alananda said that they lived like 15 kilometers away from the temple in a little house. So it was evening, he said. And Vashi was playing at the neighbor's house with the other children. He was in the garden and just took out the weeds. The mother was in the kitchen cooking prasad. Then the prasad was ready, she just called out of the window. It was a summer night, summer evening, warm night. Vashi, Vashi, prasad is ready, come. So little Vashi, six-year-old child, was hungry, and immediately came. Now, she had to cross the road. What do you have to do when you cross the road? To look left. Or what is it? Right first. And then left first. And I forgot the order. You have to look left and right somehow. But she was so hungry that she just ran. And then, most tragedy happened. they heard this sound. It was a car coming with 90 kilometers an hour. He was speeding, and he just hit this little girl, and the girl was flying. This little boy. girl was flying through the air, like from here to Nandi Mukhi. This, a real long way, just flying through. The father saw. The father saw his child, and he just, you know, and the car, it was such a scene. The mother heard the sound and the screaming of the father, just fell unconscious on the floor. Lala Nath jumped over the garden fence to run where the girl was lying. The girl lost the consciousness. But when he jumped over the fence, he broke his leg. There was so much less. Now, upon this man who had driven so fast through this residential area, saw what he had done, killed the girl, and just started to race away. But a police car came from the other side, had seen, and he just parked the car on the road. And the man had to brake, and the policeman just handcuffed him, you know, put him in the police car, just ran to this little girl, and all the neighbors ran, because everyone liked this little Vashi, who was a very special devotee child. They screamed, and no one looked. Alarana was lying there, and his leg was broken, and he somehow, you know, crawled to the girl. They were just crying. The policeman said, you know, they jumped into a car. He said, "Don't touch this girl, because if this is happening, there is internal, how do you say it, internal damage. If you just move the person a little bit wrong, he can, you know, this can be the cause of the death." So they called the ambulance, and the ambulance came, and they very expertly took a sheet underneath her, just very carefully carried it, and everyone cried because of the little girl, you know. And they brought him to the her body to the first hospital, and the hospital said, "Sorry, we can't take this case. We are not expert enough." They brought him to the second hospital, and there the emergency, the head surgeon said, "Okay, I can't promise anything. She would be dead. Let us first, before I can touch her, bring her to the X-ray." Röntgen. So they put her in the röntgen. The nurse came back with a big picture, whole body. And the doctor looked at it and said, "You nonsense! You brought the wrong röntgen." Sorry, bring it back. But there was no other. She said, "I'm very sorry. I don't know, but there is no other. You nonsense, don't do this. This is a child." And he went back, and he personally made the röntgen. And then he put it. He looked at it. Impossible. He said, "Impossible." The little girl woke up. She was all the time unconscious. Do you? I said this, and she lost her consciousness. And she said, you say it's impossible because you have no faith in Krishna. And everyone thought it was a ghost speaking, or, you know, just something. You have no faith in Krishna. And then she just jumped off the bed. And the policeman thought and looked at each other. There was nothing to be said. There was nothing to be done. The parents took her in the car and drove back. Looked at the car. I have no faith in Krishna. Now I have. So they brought the girl back, and then the parents, I don't know what they did with other maybe he had forgotten all about his leg, or, you know, and they asked her, she said, yes, I heard mother call, and, sorry, I did not look at the road. I just ran over it. And I was hit by the car, and I flew high in the sky, Father. And there, all of a sudden, I saw Lord Nrsingadev, who waited for me, who called me. And he had a yellow dhoti, and his mane was glowing like many suns. And he has red hot eyes, full of anger. But his voice was very nice. He said, don't you worry, I will take care. He told me like this. And then he put me down on the ground. But then when he left, he was a little callous. His fingernails scratched me. The father looked at the arms. And there was on each arm, just, you know, perfectly, like almost, you know, when you do with your fingernail. Maybe my body is in ecstasy. Not ecstasy, but so moved by the story. Just like a fingernail, this mark, not this blood, but this scratch. I saw two of these marks. And the parents had to believe it. So this is the story of our daughter. He's worshipping Lord Nrsingadev, not Lakshmana Singh. Yeah. Then there was a conscious boom. And the parents said, can we just go to the Arati, please? And to the Arati. He saw the little girl playing. Vasha. He said, Vashi, come here. I would like to eat prasada with you. And he called the servant. Please come, bring one plate for me and one for the girl. Are you sure, Gurudev? First you didn't want anything, now you want to eat with the little girl. It's alright! The boy took plate. And then Vashi couldn't finish his plate, her plate. The Dona Maharaj said, And she said, okay, can I wash my hands? I can't finish this and go to Arati, please. Yes, no problem. But before you go, I have a little scratch on my head. Can you just scratch it a little bit? The servant was looking for this.
And then Maharshi just well, why not? And she ran to the RT. And then, you know, the inner Nuna Maharaj was like, Aita Prasada. And this may, you know, say a great transcendental bliss and ecstasy. Yes. How could he understand? How would you have understood if you would not have heard this? So what do you think, Avadhuta? It's wonderful, isn't it? Because let me tell you, there are 22 neighbors who were witness to this thing, and they became 22 Navahata members. And then the doctor who did our was atheistically minded, right? He was atheistically minded. He also bought the Bhagavad Gita. He comes regularly to the temple in South Africa, because I mean, this just doesn't happen. This is just 90 kilometers an hour. Do you know how fast this is? When you're hit, and there's a little girl, and they're flying through the air, there's just nothing. You know, after the Röntgen, the X-ray picture, the doctor just very carefully opened her clothes to see for external damage, the skin. Nothing. He didn't see these. It's because that's really not what he was looking for. Was, you know, what do you expect? Like a lot of blood and, you know, cuts all over the body, but nothing. 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 This is what Krishna speaks about. But those who always worship me with exclusive devotion. Indraduna Maharaj says he was very special, meditating on my transcendental form. To them I carry what they lack, and I preserve what they have. This verse also makes a point that you should not just work, you know, but you should also think of Krishna. If you just work, but you don't think of Krishna, the very important condition for bhakti yoga is not fulfilled. Yoga means the mind must be connected with your mind, with Krishna. This is what it means to be Ananya Bhakti. Worship me, huh? Meditating on my transcendental form. This is the condition we have to, this is the level we have to come to. There will be many diversions on your paths. You are young people who are practicing the wonderful process of Krishna consciousness. There are many things that will be on your path. All of you will be confronted with the ashram question at one stage. You will think about where is my place in Krishna consciousness. In the beginning, it's alright to wash pots and do everything, but after some time, you will need a mission where you can totally fix on. You will sometimes feel how other devotees will disagree with you, and you might feel hurt in your heart, not being understood, so on. This is all, every one of you will be tested like you. Life is not so easy. also not in Krishna consciousness. But if you can maintain somehow or other in the storm, through your stormy lives, that vision, oh Krishna, Ananyava, I want to come to you. You are most important to me. Krishna will take care of all of these small things, these little diversions. He will catch you in his arms. Hare Krishna. And thank you very, very much for listening. It's a very moving story. And the fact that it happened just a little while ago, you know, just the night, Vinodhana Maharaj brought this, you know, this, told this, he heard of this just in his last visit to South Africa. This fact, I think, can give us a lot of faith. We need faith. Without faith, our journey will not be complete. So, isn't that wonderful, Amitudha? I just got. I hope it happens to me one day. And then, the thing they take it. Wow. Oh. Any questions to this subject matter? You're all stuck. You will need faith. I will give tomorrow morning a lecture, I will call it. Now let us give up everything and sing the glories of Radha Devi. This is the title of the lecture tomorrow morning. Alright, so everything is clear? Krishna Rangi. No, you raised your hand.
No, I'm just talking to the
Yes.
The thinking of Krishna can be also his transcendental form, Archavigraha, in the mind.
If you can think of Krishna in the form of Archavigraha. Yes? That was a question. It's a very interesting question. How do we think of Krishna? Is really the question. Well, why should I give all the answer? Can we make a little experiment? I will ask you a question now, and you will have exactly 30 seconds to give an answer. It's a question which, if after 30 seconds you have no answer, you will not get an answer. There's some questions where you can't think long. Would you participate in this experiment? You will have to think. That is the condition. You will have to give a promise to think. No, you don't want to participate.
Yes,
yes. Sorry, I did not know because you did the silent. Okay, I will make like this. This means start of the thought, then I will look, and I will. Little. When I say Krishna, what is the first thought which which comes to your mind? Private, I want to say, sometimes they're private thoughts. Then you say, oh, sorry, it's a little private. Then we go to the next. I don't want to really ask someone who just feels I don't want to. I can say it privately, but not before everyone. Can you say it?
Yes.
Good.
Well, because you say Krishna, then I thought of Krishna, then of Lord Chaitanya, and then it came to my mind about the mission that we should seek.
The mission in life, a service to Krishna. Very nice. Very nice. I don't bother. I'm sorry really for picking someone out. If you feel you can share it, please raise your hand and say it.
He always helps me.
He always helps me, yes. But the quality, he's a Bhakta Vatsala, the friend of the devotees. The dark, dark blue face of Krishna. And that's what you thought.
I remember Krishna being from.
Which deity?
Radha.
Really? Because you made the outfit, maybe. Yeah. So Krishna Rangi remembered Radha. You, honestly, or you, or just any deity? Kunya Vihari? Very good. The others didn't think of anything.
His lotus feet.
Honestly, you did not think of anything? Everyone looks at me. I'm very surprised. I'm with the Krishna movement here. Isn't it? Oh, to the wrong place I went to. Which? In Italy. Radha Raja Sunda, okay. The lotus feet? Which lotus feet? My lady's lotus feet, yes. I'm very sorry.
Sound Krishna.
Yes, the holy name. I often also saw. Today I thought Krishna is like the moon, who after a long day of, you know, suffering in the heat of the material existence, gives relief to his devotees, who are like chakora birds who drink the moon rays. But I thought about this because I preached about this from the nectar of devotion in the lecture. Yes. Good. Good. Maybe you should practice the thought a little bit. Think of Krishna There are many ways you can think of Krishna. That's your question. It's really good what Udata Prabhu said. I personally have experienced. Think of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. When you do your service, try to sing your favorite melodies. That's contact with Krishna. Because he's there in the holy name. And the good thing is about, you can think about the holy name, it will purify your mind so that more thoughts of Krishna will come eventually. You have to train your mind. If you don't do this, you will not become Krishna conscious. Devotee means the mind, says Prabhupada. It doesn't mean mental niveau. He means the mind should go, he says Krishna. Alright, then I think we are 8:45. If you do have any more questions, you can keep them for tomorrow. Thank you very much for listening. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Gopuri ki jai.